Welcome to Sunday Sessions Behind the Mom Brand. Can I just say this and how excited this is? I'm super excited. I've been wanting to do this forever, but focus has been really, really, really hard because, you know, when you're the face of your brand, you wear every single hat, you're on social media, you're part of the newsletter, you're part of the decisions of the podcast. For me, it's the podcast. And then I'm in emails, I'm in thumbnails, I'm in blogs, I'm everywhere. I'm on my website. It's crazy. I'm absolutely everywhere. You're wearing all these hats. So taking you a little bit back to May of 2025, I was basically doing all of that. I was wearing every single hat and it's easy to get burned out. But fast forward to today, I kind of rode that wave. And now I have a full-time assistant, which is huge. It's a big deal for me. You have no idea how big deal this is for me, for my brand. And now my only job is my podcast, the podcast numbers, the brands, and sponsors. That's it. So basically, I'm in charge of bringing in the money. I'm supposed to be the CEO worried about bringing in the money and making sure that the numbers look good. So now that leaves me a little bit of breathing room because I finally get to sit down and talk about what really goes on behind the scenes, you know, like the highlights and also the speed bumps, because not everything is, you know, rainbows and daisies, right? But I get to talk about all of that stuff that I can't share when I'm in host mode on 9to5 Mom with the Pod and also on my social media. So a lot of people have been asking me, why am I doing this? And I'm like, well, actually, when I'm interviewing guests on my podcast, the focus is on their stories and their expertise. And I love that. I love to keep it like that. But outside of that, I always get the same questions in my Eventbrite sessions. This is where I teach on Eventbrite every single month on how to build a brand around a 9to5. And my Q&As always circle back to my routines, my systems, how do I actually manage it all? How do I grow a brand while being a mom? And I also talk about this on events where I speak on, you know, whenever I'm a speaker at a particular event, this is the same word for word question that I always get on my Q&As. So I said, you know what? I would love to do a series in this same space of 9to5 Mom with a Pod where I can finally just share that and share it, you know, week by week, because I honestly don't remember any of the things that I did last week. No clue. So if you ask me, what did you do last week? I'd be like, I have no clue. So now I have to write things down so I can talk about what the highlights and the speed bumps are on this particular series, which is good because it kind of keeps a diary of what's going on, because I don't know what's going to happen in the future and whether I'm going to have to talk about this. Maybe I have to write a book. I don't know what my future holds, but at least I have something written down and also something that I can share with you that could be valuable to you. Okay, so this one is not a bad problem to have, but I have to, you know, we have to talk about it. So this week's highlights, first thing is first, I was featured in Forbes Advisor, in Success Magazine, in another Forbes article. I had no freaking clue I was literally quoted on. And I've been featured in so many media outlets this month that I can't even keep track. But let me tell you how that happened, because it was all an accident. So if you know, you know. I talked about this on my newsletter. I give all of my hacks and my secrets because I try things out. And if they work, I give them to you right to your hands for free. Valuable. So join that newsletter. It's really packed with stuff and I don't spam anybody. But on the last newsletter, I talked about this where I use Quoted to pitch myself for media coverage. It's actually misspelled. Quoted is Q-W-T-E-D. That's on purpose. And Quoted is like, think of it as an Indeed, right? Where you're looking for an Indeed, you're looking for jobs. And Quoted, you're looking for media coverage. That's what that is. And normally when you're looking for media coverage, the journalist will put in, I'm looking for someone to talk about how to monetize their blog in 2026. And let's say you're a blogger who's already monetized your blog. In this case, you can pitch. You say, hey, I'm qualified to pitch for this. So naturally, it is recommended, at least from Quoted, from the site, that these journalists reach out back to you with the link when the article was published, if they decide to use it, right? If they decided to quote you and use your story, they usually send you a link where, hey, this is where the article was published. I've been doing this since May. I've been pitching a bunch of people anything related to my brand, and I never heard anything back. So I don't know what happened. Out of a hunch this week, I said, let me check out these journalists and their profiles, because they all have profiles. So like hypothetically, I'm just going to create one. John Smith, let's say. Let's say John Smith is a journalist for Forbes. You can go to the Forbes website and then you can find John Smith, and then that person will have a profile with all of their latest articles. And usually the article that they use to do a pitch request is exactly the same as the article title from their stories. So anyway, so I went to all their profiles from, I went down the lists because you get to see the list of pitches that you did. And I went through every single one of them. And surprise, surprise, I was quoted in a bunch of them. I had no clue. And I was like, oh my gosh, I had no idea. Again, not a bad problem to have. But the lesson here is that if you are going to use Quoted, or if you do already use Quoted, just make sure to check out that journalist profile and update that yourself, because they may never email you back. And I get it. They have a lot of stuff going on. And I'm not going to be the one, you know, to bother a bunch of journalists and be like, hey, was my article published? So just, you know, do your research. And if they never email you back, don't take it personal. But that doesn't mean that your quote didn't make it in, which is why you should always check. It's a lesson learned. It's a lesson learned, and not a bad problem to have. Again, that's just me. The second thing that I went through this week is I mastered how to build systems that work for me. So let me explain that. Since I went full time in May, I've gotten pretty serious about my systems, like what I actually do throughout the day. And I think that rolls over from me being a paralegal, because as a paralegal, I used to bill my time, right? Whenever I would do, let's say I'm working an hour on motions, an hour on discovery, I would bill my time to the clients, and every single hour had to be put in the system. So I rolled that over to my business, and I'm using those same strategies where I'm now sort of billing my calendar, if that makes sense, right? Like I'm putting things on my calendar by the hour. And every hour is color-coded, it's logged, it's tracked, so that way I know, like, let's say me filming this Sunday session, it's my red tab, right? And red means that we're working on something important for the brand. If it's gray, that means that it's noise work or something that I'm not supposed to be working on, or maybe I went to the supermarket to get something for whatever reason. That's what I call noise work and like things that don't move the needle for my brand. And what's good about that is that at the end of the week, when I look at my calendar and I see all those colors, right? You can kind of see what pops up, right? Or like what pops out to you, and you can see exactly where your time went. And then I ask myself all the time, did this move the brand forward, or was this just like noise work? Because if it was noise work, then hey, that shit does not push the needle, you know? So let me give you an example of that. I do this all the time. I want to change a blog thumbnail. I want to tweak colors for like an hour. And then suddenly I look at my watch and it's 5 hours later and I'm still adjusting these shadows and these colors. And it just gets into the weeds of things that don't really matter. And that's not a CEO task for me. That's a task for my assistant, you know? So naturally, I ask myself, does this drive my goals? Does this move the needle? Is this part of podcast sessions or recordings? Is this part of podcast numbers? Or is this part of brands and sponsors? If not, then it either goes to my assistant or it goes to my not now list. I actually have a not now list on my notes app on my iPhone, because when I'm at the gym or I'm anywhere, I'm always thinking, oh my gosh, I have all these amazing ideas, and I'm starting to put them together, and I'm like, okay, I don't need to do this right now. So I just thought it was a pretty cool lesson learned of like, okay, let's just slow it down. Take it slow. I have to share this. This is a personal highlight of mine about my daughter's first trunk or treat, which was this week. If you follow me on social media, you probably saw the photos. I crushed it. I'm tooting my own horn here. Level crushed it. Like, that's how excited I am about it. My theme was Toy Story, and I built everything literally myself. Like, people were like, oh my gosh, where'd you get the sign? Where'd you get the boxes? Where'd you get this? I'm like, no, I built that sign myself. Like, I actually cut the letters. You know, I was painting on them. Like, it was crazy. And I got all these things at the dollar store, which was amazing. It was just wonderful. I glued everything myself. And what I want to get through with this is that her face when she saw this was priceless. It was priceless. And it's wild because when I first got pregnant, I was terrified I wouldn't be that mom. Have you ever had a friend who was just naturally drawn to kids and like, oh my gosh, this person is great with kids? Like, I wasn't that person. You would never hear my friend say, oh yeah, Francesca loves kids. Like, it's not that I didn't like kids. I just wasn't drawn to kids, right? So I thought, oh, because I'm not that person, maybe I wouldn't be that type of mom. I don't know. That was just me then, pre-mom. But now that I'm a mom, I am that mom. In fact, I'm part of the PTO here in Jersey's parent-teacher organization. I'm part of PTO. I'm class parent. I'm the crafting queen. I'm everything. And honestly, the only reason I want to share these personal wins is because they do matter, because your energy at home, it flows into your brand. Can I just say that? Because if your spirit is very low, it's going to show in your content. Creator work is very emotional work. And that's okay to admit it. Like, I'm okay to admit that. Those personal wins do matter. And I feel like for me, whenever I come home from dropping her off at school, I already know what energy I'm in. Like, if my daughter was stressed out going into school, I'm going to be stressed out. I don't know. I mirror her energy. And if she's down, I'm down. If she's happy, I'm happy and I'm thriving. Not every day is rainbows and daisies, but it does show up in your content. And some days I don't want to record because I'm stressed out or I'm thinking about, you know, how she felt in the morning. It's crazy. It's weird, but that's just how I feel at the moment. And I just want to remind you that it's okay. All right, so let's talk about some of the speed bumps this week. For example, this week my assistant was out on vacation, right? And that's new to me. Like I said, it's a big deal that she's full-time, that my business is running full-time. I'm in shock. But for me, I felt a little bit lost when she was gone because I don't know. I wanted to do everything. Like, my brain was scrambled eggs. I was like, oh my gosh, let me go back to the blog. Let me go and fix something on the website. Let me fix a thumbnail. And I'm like, wait, whoa, 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 whoa. Stop. Didn't even know where to start, what to prioritize, or what to pause on even. Like, I had no clue. So I had to literally take a pause for a moment and be like, okay, you got to slow down. It's okay to wait. You don't have to rush to fill in the gap. I'm just that type of person. I want to just fill in that gap if it's missing something, right? But it really reminded me of this core lesson that ideas are not priorities. Every time I'm at the gym, I have all these ideas. I think I told you, I have it on the notes app and I write them all down. But every time I write down an idea, I treat every single one of them like it's an emergency. And I had this conversation with my coach, Laura Podesta, shout out to her. She's amazing, my business coach and my PR strategist. And she kept drilling this thing into me for months because I'm all over the place, right? I want to do everything, be everything. Only ship what drives your goals. She literally said that to me. Only ship what drives your goals. And that's how I landed on this current focus that I have right now, because last week I think I told her, hey, Laura, I decided to only focus on my podcast, on my podcast numbers, on the brand and sponsors. That's it. And she's like, yes, I've been waiting for you this whole year to say that these are your top three core focuses, right? So the bigger lesson in all of this is that for months and months, I was chasing like every idea. I wanted to do digital products. I want to do a new content series. I want to do more collabs until I realized, stop. I hadn't even actually touched my podcast in weeks. It's true. I had all these amazing ideas and I had not touched my actual podcast in weeks. Thankfully, I had pre-recorded enough episodes to carry me through November. Like right now, I'm good till November and December is going to be my break. I have a break until January, which is when the new season launches and it's going to have this new fresh feeling. And yes, we'll still have guests, but we're also going to bring back recurring guests for conversations about, let's say, trending topics and real-time challenges. It's more like less theory, but more, hey, this is happening right now, so let's talk about it. If you could take one thing from this entire episode, from this entire rant that I just did, I'm so sorry. It's only ship what drives your goals. So like right now, for instance, make a not now list and just pick two things that you need to do this week or this month, and everything else has to wait. Like, for example, for me, right, as an example, Quoted, like I just talked about earlier, is officially on my not now list. It's on my 2026 list. I've already had enough press for now. It's a great problem to have, but I don't need to chase it. So just know that priorities will evolve and try to remain flexible with that. So just a little nugget for you dreamers out there. Like if you have all these ideas, but you haven't executed that idea yet, just take away one thing from this. So let's say everything takes 10 minutes nowadays. If you want to start a podcast, you know what you need to do? You know all the stuff that you need to do? Here, I'm going to save you $200 on any course out there that you can possibly purchase that's going to say, hey, here's all the list of shit that you're going to need to start a podcast. All you need to do is create a creator account with Spotify or with Apple. Get the name, get your thumbnail, which you could do on Canva, and you have a podcast published in 10 minutes. That's it. That's all you have to do to start. If that's what is holding you back to start, that's all it is. Let's say you want to be a blogger. You don't know where to start? Go to medium.com and sign up for an account as a blogger. Eventually, you can build a website down the line. You don't have to build an actual official website. It takes 10 minutes to set up your Medium account. And now you can start blogging in 10 minutes. So move the needle. This is what I'm talking about. Make a not now list and pick two things that you want to do this week. I want to start. Great. Open that account. Takes 10 minutes. I guarantee you that any account that you want to open is going to take 10 minutes. Let's say you're looking for PR, for media coverage. I was just talking about it right now. Quoted. Okay. Sign up for Quoted. It's free. You can start pitching in the next 10 minutes. So all I'm saying is that it's possible. Don't chase things that you don't need. You know, don't chase the noise. Just stick to your priorities. Only ship what drives your goals. That's it. If this talk really helped you, you have to join my newsletter. That's where I drop my real hacks, my full ChatGPT prompts, my screenshots, behind the scenes systems that I actually use, all of it. You can sign up below. I'm going to leave the link below in the show notes. And next week, I'll share whatever happens this week. It has not happened yet. So whether it's good or bad, I will share it on my next Sunday session. For now, thanks for tuning in to Sunday Sessions Behind the Mom Brand. See you next week, same time and same energy. Take care.